This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. I am so glad you're joining me. Here's what's inside these next 55 minutes. In the first half, my playlist includes music from Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Morocco, Uganda, Cape Verde, Kenya, and Angelique Kidjo's brand new single, and then wrapping it up with this week's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. Now, at the back half, you are going to meet the very hip Ghanaian highlife legend Jedouble Ambole and American five-time Grammy Award winner PJ Morton. Ambole is preparing for a big tour in the United States. I spoke with him earlier this week about that and about highlife music in general. And then PJ Morton just finished his new album called From Cape Town to Cairo. He's currently on tour with the famous American band Maroon 5, and Bill Odidi caught up with him via Skype also earlier this week to present that. So that's it. That is today's show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm going to start us out with a mini mix of three great songs, beginning with Chale by Zimbabwe's Shoma Josie.
Give me your Listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Gazelle by Salma Rashid and Mok Saib. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Before that song, you heard, of course, you know this, Calm Down by Rema and Selena Gomez. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Now we're moving over to Uganda with this 2022 big hit single by Eddie Kenzo, Nsibude.
Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Hedda Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Yeah, that is right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather, and the music is still coming. Here is the late Cesaria Evora, also known as the Queen of Morna. Morna is the style that she sang in mostly, with this song, Angola.
Para de rir, não te machei, sem macama com sabura. És vida só que eu estou a viver. Para de rir, não te machei, sem macama com sabura. Angola, Angola, oi, que povo sal. A minha osca está matando, o meu corpo amanhã caminha. Angola, Angola, oi, que povo sal. A minha osca está matando. O meu corpo amanhã caminho. Es convivência, desenhos vivência. Paciência de um consequência. Resistência de um extravagância. Es convivência, desenhos vivência. Paciência de um consequência. Resistência de um extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, poça. A minha osca está matando. O meu corpo amanhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, povo sal. Pra mim, os que tá matando. Um bem com hora pra manhã caminho. Angola, Angola, oi que poça, para mim é um escatamata, vem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi que poça, para mim é um escatamata, vem com hora para banhar caminho. Esse convivência, desse nós vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Esse convivência, desse nós vivência, paciência de uma consequência, resistência de uma extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, vem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, vem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, vem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, poça, a minha se cata matando, vem com hora para banhar caminho.
All right, and that was the beautiful voice of Cesaria Evora from 1992. The song was called Angola. Now, these next three songs, before we get into the second half of the hour, where we will meet two amazing musicians, PJ Morton and J. Double Ambole, are brand new. First, Tujiangali by Salty Soul featuring Yashinsky from Kenya, and then Angelique Kidjo's brand new single, Sunlight to My Soul. And then we're going to listen to the number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts this week, A Bar Song by Shabuzi.
Barua toka jana Mugina Kenyatta, wanauliza kama Kenya kuko sawa. Nikawajibu Kenya tuko na disaster, watoto wetu wanazidi kuzikana. Na Tomboya ameshika tama, alituacha kama angali kijana. Je, angekuwa mambo yangekuwa sawa, ndivyo walivyo panga maulana. Deni mulizo wacha bado tunalipa, na tumekopa zingine China. Tukajenga reli pia barabara, zilizobaki watu wakasanya. So tujiangalie,
tujiangalie,
tuko babaya leo kuliko jana. Sikio la kufa halisiki dawa, tuko kwa Twitter tunajibizana. Tujiangalie bane,
tujiangalie,
tuko babaya leo kuliko jana. Tusipo ziba ufa tutajenga kuta, tusake zetu tungali vijana.
Waumini kwa matrina pasi kwa bima, kushoto fungu la kumi sadaka kulia. Ndio maana mbele ya kanisa mheshimiwa anakula sakramenti kabla ya raia. Siku za mwisho zimeshawadia, na revelation inatuambia hii generation inachoma picha, ni generation yetu. So tujiangalie,
tujiangalie,
tuko papaya leo kuliko jana. Sikio la kufa halisiki dawa, tuko kwa Twitter tunajibizana. Tujiangalie,
tujiangalie,
tuko papaya leo kuliko jana. Tusipo ziba ufa tutajenga kuta, tusake zetu tungali vijana.
Mishuki alisema tufungeni mikanda, ona leo twavuna tulichopanda. Kura zetu zilitugawanya, makabila na pesa pia tulimanga. So when you make your bed, usingizi gani tumelala? Tutajua tujui, Vision 2030 tabaki ni story. Tujiangalie, tuko babaya leo kuliko jana. Sikio la kufa halisiki dawa, tuko kwa Twitter tunajibizana. Tujiangalie.
tunajenga kuta, tusake zetu tungani vijana.
Nyambianga freedom never comes for free. We vote tribe, I'm a real cash. Ask Boni. Tunaroma liya mwezi ta JSU plus dogi. While mzima Twitter keotindo fast body. Band pictures in Africa, black coffee and none. I'm richer than my neighbor, but we're both in a slum. If the rich always win, why should the popular run? Unless democracy ni watuse my only for fun. Nai weekend to go church to know zasura kabisa. Post ya haga wenda poa sana na caption ya scripture. Kayo ndo gospel pitisha bagi ya sadaka kwa club, yeah. Traffic madrag mbaendai, traffic mandais in a drag. God my amwizi ya memeki stories za shamba ame grab. Kono ina honga ime vaa bracelet ya color za flag, yeah.
It's lifting me, taking me so high. This feeling is so fire. You got the touch, that's the touch. I need your kisses warm like the summer breeze. You pour the good vibes all over my life. You bring the bright, your light, sunlight to my soul.
Mama Africa, Angelique Kidjo, with her brand new single, Sunlight to My Soul. Wow, I love that. It's immediately reminded me of the Lion King theme music. I don't know about you guys. You can always let me know, hit me up on my Facebook page, message me, Instagram me. I always like to hear from you. You can tell me what you think about that and other things. Now, guess what? It is time to listen to this week's number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and it's called A Bar Song, or otherwise known as Tipsy, by Shaboozy.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. list goes on and on. This 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Dali, dadamuka kungen dandi, inini anijagoni, uzaoma moyo kungen janji.
Music Time in Africa, the best pan-African radio show. Titi heavy, heavy.
Hey, what's up? This is PJ Morton, and you're tuned in to Music Time in Africa on the VOA to Africa.
Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa, and I'm delighted to have with me a singer, songwriter, performer, and producer who's a 5-time Grammy winner. He's collaborated with some of the biggest names in the music business, from Stevie Wonder to Erykah Badu. His latest album is interestingly called From Cape Town to Cairo. It was entirely written, recorded, and produced during a month-long trip across Africa. PJ Morton joins me via Zoom. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to talk to you, Bill.
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
I'm here in Toronto with Maroon 5, actually. We're on tour right now. Busy, busy, busy.
So incidentally, what does a PJ stand for in your name?
Paul Jr. My dad is Paul Sr. So they called me PJ since I was a kid. So it wasn't two Pauls in the house, you know.
Straight away to the album. So From Cape Town to Cairo, that's a grand title. Just give us the backstory to all of this. How did this album come about?
Yeah, I mean, it was a grand gesture. I mean, I can only title it because that's what we actually did. You know, I decided to go to Africa to make this album. And I wanted to make it over the course of 30 days while I did a trip across Africa. And we started in Cape Town, South Africa. We did Johannesburg, and then we went to Lagos, Nigeria. We went to Accra, Ghana, and then we went all the way up to Cairo, Egypt. And I wrote the album in all of these different places. And after I had different experiences, I just wanted to capture what I was feeling in the moment while I was there on the continent. And so I didn't want to write anything after I left the continent, and I didn't want to write anything before I made it there. So it was completely written there in Africa from Cape Town all the way up to Cairo.
What would you like us to play fast off from the album?
Oh man, let's play Please Be Good. That's one of my jams right there.
I've been on the go working so hard. I think I need a break. Yep. Every now and then it gets too much. Much more than I can take. Yep. So take me to another place, somewhere far away. I don't need to be in control. I just want to let go. So please be good to me. Please be good to me.
So we're right back with PJ Morton discussing his new project from Cape Town to Cairo. What did you pick up from these cities that you traveled to during your trip?
What I will say is, you know, I think sometimes as Americans, when we look at Africa, some people think everything is Afrobeats, you know, some people don't know what Amapiano is or what High Life is or, you know, these different things. And so I think that I was happy to learn, you know, be educated. And so I could help others be educated. You know, what works in Nigeria may not work in Ghana, you know, or it may not work in South Africa. Of course, you know, with Fireboy DML on the album. In Nigeria, of course, you know, they're doing amazing things in Afrobeats. For Ghana, what feels so close to my heart is High Life music. I think for me, that is something that connects to me in a very deep way. It feels very much like home to me, like New Orleans. And so I don't doubt that somewhere along the lines, they connected, you know, there was some Ghanaians in New Orleans, you know, and cause I the way they play those horns and stuff, it reminds me of home.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Fireboy DML on the album and that song you've done with him, Count on Me, it's completely off the charts. I mean, the mood is positive. It's very uplifting. Tell me a bit about that experience of working with this Afrobeat artist, Fireboy DML, to create that track. What was that like?
We were, I think the second day we were in Nigeria, and I had started to write Count on Me in South Africa. You know, we were working fast because we had to finish this in 30 days. So I was letting him hear what songs I had, what song ideas I had thus far. I let him hear Count on Me. And man, he started writing right there, and like he wrote his verse in like 20 minutes and then recorded it right there, and then he was out of there, man. But it was amazing to see him work, and I mean, he's got such a gift, man. He's got such a gift.
Can I ask you to introduce it for us?
Yes, this is my new single right here, Count on Me, PJ Morton featuring Fireboy DML.
If you're ever feeling low, always know that I am close. Every single step you take, I'll be riding right along. Count on me.
PJ Morton and Fireboy DML, Count on Me, from the new album From Cape Town to Cairo. You've worked with so many top names in the past, and I mentioned some of them at the top of this interview. And now on this album, you have the cream of African music. What is the experience of working with all these different artists, some of whom, or many of whom, you're probably meeting for the first time?
We landed in Lagos, Nigeria on Fela Kuti's birthday, which, you know, I thought was just like an amazing thing that we didn't plan. And we went to Felebration, which is, it always ends on his birthday, his free festival they do in Nigeria every year. And man, seeing the music, seeing the horn players and the dancers, it really reminded me of home. And so we went in the studio the next day. I was just inspired. Smoking Mirrors came, All the Dreamers, Who You Are, all in that same day.
It's Who You Are, right?
Yeah, that's the one with Made. I feel like Fela, you know, mixed some High Life as well. I think that was in the combination, you know. To me, that's a message he would say too, you know, like, do you know who you are? People are so focused on material things and, you know, likes and follows and, you know, all of these things, want to be a superstar, you know, but don't really know who they are. And also for me, you know, being a Black American, you know, coming to Africa, it's like, do I know who I, you know, like connecting those dots, you know, of who I am and where I actually come from. So, yeah, it was some deepness in there, man, even though, you know, it's feel good and we dancing and moving. But I'm definitely, you know, was talking about some serious things.
Tell me, do you really know?
Absolutely love that. American New Orleans meets Afrobeat. PJ Morton with Made Kuti on a track called Who You Are. And earlier you had me, Bilo Didi, in conversation with the American musician PJ Morton about his brand new album, which is titled From Cape Town to Cairo, right across the African continent. And that's where we must leave it for now. I'll leave you enjoying a little bit more of that very infectious sound as I hand you right back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
Everybody wants to be a superstar. Tell me, do you really know who you are?
Yeah, let me play. Let me play.
Thank you, Bill O'Didi and PJ Morton. And hello to you all listeners. I hope you're doing well. Now it's time to meet our second guest of the hour, J.W. Ambole. He's in Accra, and I had this conversation with him earlier this week. We speak virtually about the future of high life music on the world stage and his upcoming U.S. tour.
This is African jazz, the mother of all music.
Iba stomach razamaku isumana kwaba ruje stomach zamana kwaba hey zamana zamana ramu zamako koko kwa Iba wamayangwe isumawa razamaku isumana ruje.
Hello, Blay. Good afternoon. Most people in Africa and the United States and Western Europe are very familiar by now with Afrobeat. But High Life, Hip Life, and Simigwa are a trio of specifically Ghanaian music genres that most people familiar with Afrobeat don't know much about at all. Yet combined, this music it pretty much defines and represents Ghana. Why should we listen to it and watch it?
High Life is the mother of Afrobeat, is the mother of our piano, is the mother of jazz music. And now is the time for people across the globe to hear the genre of High Life music, because everything has its time, and now is the time for High Life.
Because the time.
That we have here, you know, deriving out of Osibi music. You know, we have the male and the female rhythms, like pa 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 pa. That is the male, and the female is pa 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 pa. That's the female. So every rap that you hear coming from me is based on this traditional Hala music that we have.
What is going on? Yeah. All right. Say it every kind of gun and boom, paper. Uh-huh. Get it. Kung kung. Karaka.
Sky. This is the music of J.W. Ambole. He calls it Simiwa, his own style of high life. I'm speaking with him virtually here. Listen next to what he has to say about his music and Afrobeats.
The younger ones that have followed me, you know, getting involved with rap music and everything, are using the American way of rap to express themselves. The deviation has come because they are not using the local traditional music, you know, to let the world know what we have here. But they're rather borrowing from America, you know, and putting tree language and all them kind of things on it, you know. So the difference between them and the difference between me is that mine is based on our tradition, but theirs is based on American style of music.
As one of the few original visionaries for high life music, dating back to the 1960s, you are referred to as the godfather of hip life, and you are the creator of Simiwa. How do you feel about the health of any or all of these styles in Ghana and abroad as a competitor to Afrobeats?
The competition, I can say that now is the beginning, because like I've been always been saying, that whatever that is happening in Europe or happening in America or happening in South America has its basics here in West Africa. And that has been downplayed on it for a long time. But like I said, everything has a beginning, and now is the time for the world to know what we call high life music.
This is Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. You are listening to Music and Conversation of high life musician J.W. Ambole speaking with me from Accra. Blay will be taking his band on tour later this summer in major cities across the U.S., though he's no stranger to the U.S. Listen as we wrap up our conversation, looking forward to that tour.
You are from Takoradi, Ghana, and you live in Accra, but you also strongly identify with Los Angeles. What is your relationship to L.A.?
Well, I've lived in L.A. for almost about 20 years, and I came to L.A. because I wanted to experience the music that is being portrayed in America. So that allowed me that, hey, man, if you want to know what's happening, go to America. And I found out that what they have over there in America and South America and all that derived out of West Africa.
You're preparing a tour soon. Tell us about that.
This is a tour that I've been getting prepared for it for so long a time. We've been traveling around Europe and all that, portraying our music and all that. And I think America is going to be the ultimate, because going to Europe to perform and all that was the road opener. But now the real deal is going to be in America, and that's what I'm prepared for.
J.W. Ambole, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you, and I hope to see you soon, either in Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles.
Thank you so much. Nice speaking with you.
Okay, and that concludes my interview with J.W. Ambole. We will listen to the rest of this last song by him. It's called Teacher, off of his 2015 album, The Different Shades of Ambole. And then we're going to wrap up this hour with one more song in Nigeria, an Afrobeat song, by the way, Lonely at the Top by Asake.
student for university. Lecturer is your teacher. When you fail for work, government is your teacher. When you fail to listen to Sekedi Band, Angle is your teacher.
Cause I know
what you see for me.
Oh, la la la, the man, but my love, but I got the edition, my love. If you want to let Jack come alone, if you find anybody, no money, I want
you. I want
to hear what the people they love. Want to get a shot, get a little love. See, love, when I want to get another one, I go take and do it in a love. Waiting, you love, oh. Extraordinary things. Show me love, I go show you more. More love, more. Obo sheshe, obo sheshe. Omo yi don't take ya. Shirikele mu fofa ye. Mutu fofa ye. Ye ye. Olola de mangbo mo love. Oro koto yi di show mo love. If you want to let Jacko Malone, if you find anybody like money, I want it. But the year we think people they know.
That song by Asake from Nigeria. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, a big thank you to J.W. Ambule and to Issa Ali in Accra for that interview. And to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and his guest, P.J. Morton, who took the time out while on his tour with Maroon 5 to speak with us. And also remember, reach out to me. Give me your thoughts on the program, about different artists, what we talk about. I would love to hear from you. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful, stay safe.